All right, Adam Cianciarulo, man, good job. Awesome. Podium. That's cool. Ran up front. Like, yeah, I think everyone's stoked for you. Feels good, huh?
Yeah. It did, you know, a lot of the – I've worked through a lot of stuff the past year and had a lot of really cool things happen in my life, but not professionally. Like, the work thing just hasn't been going great for me. It's just been a tough stretch, and shit happens, and I had to let a lot of stuff go. You know, when you're growing up with this expectation, it's easy. I felt like I was letting everybody down for a long time, and it you see it with others. It's like the pressure builds every year, and you feel like you're letting everybody down, everybody that's helping you, all the fans, everything. You got all this potential, right? And it's just... every year you don't succeed, it's like it builds up, and I had to like let it all go. I had to just let it go, and it kind of transferred to how I felt about myself. Like, you know, you just like honestly just I hate to sound dramatic here, but a lot of childhood stuff, like I didn't like myself, man, and I know people probably think that's crazy. I got a smile on my face a lot of times, but I had to work through a lot, and I had to let all that go, and I just had to grow so much to be able to get back here. And look, it's the end of the season. I know there's some guys out. Hate to see Eli go out like that, but I'm here. Yeah. You know, I've stuck with it.
You were the guy on the sidelines, yeah. And now you're not, right? So you can appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Sport can be beautiful sometimes, and it's brought so many great things out of me. It's brought me to points where, you know, I get to tell my kids about this, like that I didn't stop. Like, I didn't quit. When everybody, you know, when it seemed like everything was done, like, it was never going to fucking happen. Like, I didn't stop. And, you know, there's times I felt so alone, and I felt, and yeah, it feels good, man. I know it's just a third, it's just dirt bikes, but God, it means a lot to me.
Yeah, I bet it would. I can see it's been a road, right? And there's been ups and downs. Any thought of that out there on the track when you're out there, like, a little bit, like, any thought of that in your head? A little emotion or a little thought thing? A little brain wandering?
No, the only thing I think I had a really good pace in the beginning. I knew obviously Chase was going fast. He's been great all year, and I felt like he didn't really. Obviously, he was riding smart too, but he didn't really rock it away from me right away. And I kind of felt good about where I was. And then you kind of start to feel like, you know, we kind of need this podium, man. Like, we need this podium, and a lot of times out there. You know, when you're going that fast on a track, it's got it's slick, it's kind of pebbly, you're on a lean angle a lot. Sometimes things can just happen. You wash the front, do stuff like that. So I kind of started to go into more of a mode where I was you're trying to get more straighter on the tires, like not be on a lean angle so much. Like the quad into the right hander, kind of brake sliding that, making it was a little bit notchier. Being a little bit more careful in some of the sections. And I think once Kenny got close to me, Kenny passed me, my mechanic put like plus 15 on the pit board to the next guy. And then you're like, okay, let's bring it home. And, I definitely had to lock back in on like the process of what I was doing. And it did creep in for a second. I pushed it out. And then like the last lap, I was like, man, this is awesome. Yeah.
How was the altitude for you and the breathing? Everyone's telling me, you know, how much they're struggling. How was it for you?
Yeah, it's the least tired I've been at a race all year, I swear to God.
Yeah. I believe it. You're up front and you're riding your race.
I've always done good. Man, my starts have been so bad the last few weeks, so it's nice to be up there. For some reason, Denver, like here, outdoors, same thing. Like, I've always felt so good here for some reason. I think it seems like it's a little bit harder for everybody else, and it seems to be fine for me. I do have a hyperbaric chamber at home that I sit in like every single day. I felt good. It was flowy. It's kind of like a test track style track, really dry and slick, and you could kind of, my thing is kind of roll speed. That's what I'm good at. So just let the bike kind of do the work and roll, and whoops were, I was pretty solid in the whoops. I've been getting better there. So,
they look like concrete by the end.
Yeah, they really were. It's funny. You're in third gear and you're barely cracking the throttle. Yeah. Anytime you get some confidence and you want to go faster and you give it a little more gas, you just start spinning and skipping whoops, and it's sketchy. But, I'm excited. I'm, you know, stoked. Even like media, everybody has been so encouraging this year for me, you know, even when it doesn't look that great. It's just nice to give everybody something.
Yeah. First gear out there?
What's that?
First gear out there?
First gear?
Yeah, first gear.
Yeah, first gear off the start. I was trying to catch that shift so early. Moran's has been lining up, and he's got like a $5,000 whole shot bonus right? And he's like super sketchy in the first turn. Yeah. He lined up to my outside again, and I'm like, I looked at him, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. But it worked out. He barreled in the Kenny in front of me. Luckily, he created a window for me, and I was styled.
I think a lot of you guys are going to start telling him, hey, dude, stop it, because it happened a few weeks ago, too. Like, we get it, dude, but this is our lives here. So.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's got to support his family, right? But, geez, yeah, I'm going to try to avoid him.
Cool, man. Awesome. Really happy for you. Good job to your team and everybody, Oscar, Nick, everybody. Good job, man.
Yeah, and thank you, Steve. I appreciate you.